It's Tuesday, December 22nd, AD 2020. For those of you counting down, only three more days to Christmas. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern reports of another Christian evangelist pastor martyred in India. While on his way home, Pastor Stephen Surin was martyred after visiting new believers in a nearby village. He was shot and killed by three assailants in the presence of his wife, Tarsus, who was with him at the time. She reported to ICC that, quote, "They killed my husband in front of my own eyes. I was terrified seeing my husband collapse, having been shot in the chest. I started to think about my children and loudly cried out to God to save me and take care of my children. I pushed the man who was pointing the gun towards me. I ran into the thick bushes and the nearby forest. I probably walked more than 10 hours to reach my home. I purposely did not take the road to avoid the attackers." End quote. Pastor Surin had been threatened numerous times by villagers where he was serving as an evangelist. Acts 7, verse 59 tells of the first martyr in the church, "And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.'" Christian Headlines reports that thousands of Chinese pastors are going into hiding, which involves disconnecting from phones and computers and destroying their ID cards. Also, Asia Harvest reports that the communist government is producing their own copy of the Bible, in which Jesus claims to be sinful and, quote, "socialist characteristics," end quote, are added. American evangelist Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, Facebooked a message on Saturday indicating his support of President Trump's position on the election. In Graham's words, quote, "When President Trump says that this election has been rigged or stolen, I tend to believe him. He has a track record of being right. Pray for President Trump. Pray for Joe Biden. And pray for our nation that we will get through this and that God's will be done," end quote. In 1 Timothy 2, Paul exhorts that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Spain is looking to become the sixth nation in the world to legalize euthanasia, or the killing of the elderly and infirm. The nation will join the Netherlands, Belgium, Colombia, Luxembourg, Western Australia, Spain, and Canada. The Netherlands has been killing about 6,000 elderly per year. Tragically, the nation also approved euthanasia for terminally ill children earlier this year. That's about 3% of the total deaths in the country, added to 168,000 surgical abortions each year. 53% of the deaths in the Netherlands in any given year are murders at the hands of doctors. In addition, assisted suicide is now legal in 8 American states. The city of San Francisco witnessed a massive increase in despair deaths in 2020. Some 621 people died of drug overdoses. That's almost 4 times the number of people who have died of COVID-19 during the same time frame in the city. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the number would have been higher if it had not been for 3,000 life-saving interventions on the part of emergency workers. The U.S. Congress has approved a $900 billion COVID-19 aid bill, which is to include more, quote-unquote, free money for American taxpayers. Most will receive $600 checks plus an additional $600 per child. In 2020, the federal government spent $6.6 trillion, or 31% of the gross domestic product, up from 20.7% in 2019. That's the largest increase under any president, Republican or Democrat, since FDR. The $900 billion stimulus package, kicking loose in January, would put 2021 federal expenditures somewhere around $5.8 trillion, or 27.4% of a steady state GDP from 2020. Previous to these huge increases, federal spending per GDP has remained between 17% and 23% since 1965. Despite opposition from some Catholic bishops, the Vatican has approved use of all COVID-19 vaccines, regardless of whether they were manufactured using the cell lines of aborted children, The announcement was explicitly approved by Pope Francis, reports the Vatican News. And finally, the Christmas week marks the 76th anniversary of the death of Betsy Ten Boom, Corey's sister. Betsy died in the German Ravensbrück concentration camp. She was taken by the Nazis on charges of helping to save the lives of 30 Jews in their home in Haarlem, Netherlands. Betsy reminded Corey while in the camp, quote, "Give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say in pleasant circumstances. Even fleas are part of this place where God has put us," end quote. The ladies conducted secret prayer services in the prison camp, and Betsy's last words before she died were, quote, "We must tell them what we have learned here. We must tell them that there is no pit so deep that he is not deeper still. They will listen to us, Corey, because we have been here," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, December 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.